This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're lighting up out there. It's still a bit chilly. Looks like it's about 27 degrees. And it's going to warm up a little bit more than yesterday. So it'll be a nicer day to get out there. Maybe put on some lights out on the house. Maybe go out to the local garden center, get your Christmas tree, some wreaths, some greens, etc. But it's going to be a better day. It's nice and warm. Comparatively, I feel like the wind yesterday whipped right through you towards the end of the day. That's what made it real cold. But we're into the winter season, even though it's not officially winter. We're still, 20-something days away, but we are in there. So definitely getting ready for it. Let's enjoy the weather as it comes to us and enjoy that Christmas feel. Have something to enjoy instead of everything that goes on in the world. So let's think of the holiday season that's among us. I hope everyone got to enjoy their Thanksgiving, whether it be with family you haven't seen or family you've just seen too much. Let's just hope it was enjoyable for everyone. It was great to see some of the family that I haven't seen in a number of years. Obviously last year didn't get to see everybody. We had, my wife and I were talking about it. Our youngest had a fever last Thanksgiving. So we didn't get to really go out and do anything with a number of people with the family. But that had a lot more to do with my daughter has a periodic fever syndrome. So wasn't COVID, but still, thankfully, wasn't COVID. But it was, concerning as it was at that point. But we got to just be with each other. This year we went and saw family. Hopefully you got to enjoy it as well. I know my youngest, who the last time she saw a lot of the family, she was about a year and a half old. Year and a half to three and a half, they don't remember a lot. And it was exciting. She was like, I can't wait to see my aunts. And it's like, well, they're actually my aunts, and now they're your aunts as well, and it was just enjoyable to see the excitement in her face to see everybody and my excitement to see everybody and get to see family we haven't seen in a couple of years. So it was great. Hopefully you got to enjoy it as well. And, now it's time to start thinking Christmas in the holiday season. So the one thing I do want to mention, as I've gotten a number of emails on it, asking about the Christmas wreaths. We do not do the Christmas wreaths any longer We haven't done them in a couple years. When my father was still here, he was doing them, and he had actually finished his last year in 2017. He had officially was saying, I'm retired from the wreath making business, and was going to pass it on. He passed it on at that point to a business that my brother was working with. Since then, the company that my brother worked for was sold. So my brother moved on to another location, another garden center florist, right? And we just haven't done it. None of us have enough time, especially with everything that goes on. Trying to source everything is too hard. So unfortunately for those who are emailing and asking, we are not doing the Christmas wreaths. And I don't foresee it happening in the foreseeable future. Just not enough time. We're not partially retired like my father was. And when I say partially retired, I just mean like in maybe on a piece of paper. Because my father would never retire. Worked up until the day he passed. So definitely semi-retired, if you will. But unfortunately, we will not be doing that. So I suggest going to your local garden center, picking out something there. If you're looking to ship them, there's a number of wreath shipping companies online. But I'm sure if you found a wreath that you wanted to send, local shipping store might actually have some nice boxes to ship them on. It's always an option as well. But unfortunately, we just won't be doing them this year or the foreseeable future. Probably going to be a bit. But you know, I apologize, but time is... we just don't have a lot of it. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, if you haven't finished cleaning up some of the garden, or you haven't put, your mulch or your salt marsh hay or your straw, that type of thing, good time to be putting out there. The ground is getting frozen. I mean, it's 26 degrees. It's been 26 degrees overnight. I think you'd be all right. Now, not sure if I heard it correctly. Nathan, did I hear you say call in my ear here?
Correct. Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
When we have this beautiful magnolia tree in our front yard.
Sure.
And when all the leaves finally came off a couple weeks ago, we noticed the little white scale throughout almost all the lower branches.
Okay.
Can you tell me, is it an appropriate time to try to treat that now, or is that an issue for the spring?
So at this point, a lot of the insects that's on it should have been killed from the temperatures we've been having, colder temperatures.
Sure.
So not much you can do. What I might think about doing is trying to wash them off, right? Just as a, because a lot of it, at this point, is not going to do some damage to it.
Okay.
But are they like a hard like type scale, or are they?
Yeah, very much a hard, and they kind of just peel right off when you sort of rub it.
Okay. Yeah. So Go ahead.
It's a large area, unfortunately, though. It's almost in, well, probably 50% of the tree has it.
Okay. So the magnolia can, gets the scale, and it actually, when it will really be affected the most is actually during the summer type months, right?
Okay.
That's when I would be worrying about it as, the summer, spring hits, and thinking about what you can do for next year, right?
Yeah.
They will, so they start to get on the tree like July, and then they really start to get aggressive in August until September. So at that point, what I'd be looking at doing is a precautionary type scale for precautionary type application for next year. Right. Looking, okay. Knowing that they're going to come out around August, September. right? The eggs of the scale are going to hatch early. So what we're going to want to be using early on there is like a horticultural oil or an insecticidal soap. The horticultural oil would be like All Seasons oil from Bonide.
Okay.
He'd be looking to suffocate those, mid-August. Now that you know that it has it on there, it's most likely to come back. So I'd be, keeping an eye on it and looking end of July, beginning of August, and seeing if you're seeing anything. If you're starting to see a little bit, spray it with the horticultural oil or an insecticidal soap. The thing about it is with the All Seasons oil or the horticultural oil is you can't spray it when it's 85 degrees or higher.
Okay.
So when it's there, sometimes in the hot sun, you can't spray it because it's an oil. It will actually burn the leaves. It'll burn the plant.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So what else can we do? Because it's active at that point. What else can we do? So you can actually use a dormant oil to get rid of any of the overwintering insects that are there. And you do that in early spring. So we're looking April, right? Spray the whole tree down with a dormant oil.
Mm-hmm. Now,
So what I want you to do, hang tight with me because I'm going to hit a break. When we get back, I'll wrap up everything, give you, what else we can do. So hang tight. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mark in regards to a scale on his magnolia. So I wanted to go into it a little bit more because there were a couple of things that I realized that I want to explain a little bit better, but there's not much we can do now. But the best time to actually get rid of all of this and prevent it is the spring, right? We always remember, you know, when it happens, when it gets affected, that's when we want to spray something. But we want to try and eliminate the scale when they're in the crawling stages. Right? We don't think of scale as something that crawls. We just think of it as it's just there, right? So the crawling stages, are in the early parts of the season, early spring. So that's why when we want to be spraying the horticultural oil. That will get rid of the crawlers, which means the crawlers are the ones that will then get to the scale stage, create more for next season, etc.
It's actually an insect that creates the scale.
Yes, so the scale is an insect. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's another thing you could use here as a systemic to help with that, just called systemic insect control. Bonide has it. You can use that. It takes some time to go through, translocate through the plant. They actually say that you can sometimes put two applications into it 7 days apart. So that's something to be thinking about doing it systemically.
That would also be in the spring, though.
Yeah, at this point, the root system is still alive, obviously, but it's very slow. Anything we're trying to absorb into the plant and then translocate, at this point, it's going to take a couple months versus when it's actively growing, you know, weeks. So
okay.
The only thing I would look at doing right now is the large pockets of the scale that are on there, trying to clean them up, removing them by hand. You know, might be best to use like a rubber glove, like take, you know, the yellow dishwashing gloves.
Sure, yeah.
Because they have like the little bit of grip on them and just clean the branches off. Maybe what I might do is put like where you're working, put a piece of plastic underneath it, like a trash bag or something. So you're removing them, they remove into something where you can pick them up and get rid of it. Not that they're, you know, active at this point, but you don't want them to get into the soil over winter in a different way. We're just trying to reduce the number of insects that are going to be there for next season. Cleaning them up, this is the best time because there's no leaves. You can see everything. Right. And then knowing in the spring, early spring, and early spring would be the beginning of April. Once you're starting to see things starting to wake up a little bit, that's when you would spray it. You can spray it with the insecticidal soap or the horticultural oil.
Okay.
Either one of those would work. I think that not going to a synthetic, the organics, these two, the insecticidal soap and the horticultural oil, actually work better than a synthetic.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It also doesn't affect some of the other insects that could be on there. Like one of them, like you might see a lot of ladybugs on a magnolia or on any of them early in the spring because the ladybugs actually eat scale mites, little insects. So we don't want to suffocate them and kill them with a synthetic because they're actually beneficial for us. So that's why the horticultural oil or the insecticidal soap will work. You should notice if you do it early in the spring, a reduction in the scale later in the season. But again, when it's most active, when you're seeing the scale the most is usually August and September. So at that point, do the same type of thing. Clean them off and then spray them with the horticultural oil or insecticidal soap for the magnolia scale you have.
Okay.
All righty.
We'll get ready for spring then.
All right, Mark. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Saturday that she's been briefed about the COVID-19 Omicron variant and insisted that the Biden administration did what is necessary in implementing travel restrictions from South Africa and seven other countries. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden this week said don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, rejected Biden's explanation of higher gasoline prices.
Shut down the Keystone Pipeline, a tremendous source of oil. Suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
He says you can't begin the process of crushing supply and not expect to see a price spike. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, the CDC admitted that there are no documented cases of unvaccinated individuals who've been reinfected or transmitted COVID to another person after acquiring natural immunity. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. It's getting to be sunnier out, and it's overcast a bit, but it's getting nicer out there. It's definitely going to be warmer than yesterday and enjoyable, so definitely get out there. Get out and get some decorating done around the house. Get some lights up, get some garland, get some wreaths, get into the spirit. This season comes once a year, right? But enjoy it while we can. Now, couple things we've discussed today, and one I want to kind of go over a little bit more because we always get it a little bit later in the season, and I want to think ahead for next year is overwintering some of your bulbs that you've put out there, like a dahlia bulb or a tuber. Right, we went over this during the 6 o'clock hour, but I think it is important to discuss again. Now, if you bring in some dahlias, especially those beautiful dinner plate dahlias, we're talking dinner plate, like the big, 10, 12 inch wide flowers. You want to bring those back for next year. It's really actually easy to do. We're cutting them back to about 4 inches. We're labeling them so we know the color. You can put the fancy name on them because a lot of them have fancy names on them now. Or you could put the color. Up to you. You're going to let the soil dry out so it easily falls off. You're going to remove as much of the soil as possible. And once it's dry, all that soil should fall off, leaving you the tuber. At that point, then you can store it in a Tupperware container. Like a big Tupperware container, cardboard box, plastic bag, any of those things, as long as there's ventilation in it. Maybe it's in the top, maybe it's in the side. But you need to make sure there's ventilation there. The other thing you do is you put a light potting soil or growing mix or peat moss or vermiculite, something around them to keep some of the moisture into the plant, the tuber itself, because drying out will actually kill them. The other thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to put it in an area where it's going to freeze. Frozen tubers like that will actually kill them, especially in the colder areas as you go more north in New England. The other thing that you should be doing when you store tubers like this is checking on them every couple weeks. Because we know that, say, one of them gets mold on them, it's not just going to sit in one area, it's going to go to the next and to the next. If you can catch it early, you can get rid of that one and not worry about losing multiple if you've brought in multiple. So that's why checking your tubers is probably the most important out of all of it, right? You might need to lightly mist your tubers during the winter season. But again, I think the most important thing is once you've brought them in, you have stored them, is checking on them every couple weeks to make sure that they are still viable. Because if they start to get soft and then they start to rot, that rot can move on to the next and then kill everything you have in there. And that's not what we want to do. So those are just some things to really be thinking about. A little bit earlier than right now, but if you had the dahlia bulb and you'd already had it inside, and by inside I mean like maybe in like a garage or something, still time to do it. It definitely is. As long as, you know, they've kind of been inside, they're not frozen. So that's something to be thinking about. Another thing, some people will actually just cut them back to about 4 inches, leave them in soil in like a basement for the winter. That'd be fine too. We just want to put them in a cool, dry place. So that's something that we start thinking about late in the season. But as soon as those dahlias start to get, like, maybe it's not really a frost because we don't want them to freeze and get too, but usually a frost is not going to completely kill the plant. So we want to take a look at doing that. So that's part of it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The change in weather is affecting me a little bit, so I do apologize to everybody who's having to deal with this for me. I know I have allergies all year, but I'm telling you today something else is out there with that, the change in weather. So the other thing this week is going to be about 45 degrees later on in the week. Might be a good time to put wilt stop, wilt proof on your evergreens. Hey, it might even be worth putting in some of your Christmas wreaths that you might bring indoors, your Christmas tree, right? A lot of you might look at decorating a mantle in the house. Now, one suggestion for you is looking at using a noble fir versus the balsam fir indoors. Because a balsam fir will dry out quicker when it's cut, whereas a noble fir will stay that nice color to it and will stay longer indoors. So that is something that I would be looking at doing. Noble fir is a nicer one to have like a table runner or a mantelpiece, like I said, or something where it's going to be near a heat source. It will dry out just like everything else, but it is something to be looking at. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We talked earlier, and you know, I brought it up because it's an interesting concept, is the wax-coated amaryllis. Now, we've had amaryllis for years upon years upon years. But But I believe, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the past 5-6 years, it's become popular to have a amaryllis bulb that is waxed all the way around the bulb. And it contains all the moisture, the nutrients, everything it needs inside there. It blooms once and then it's done. It's not really worth trying to keep it. But it's different. They have different colors that they can put around on the wax. You know, red, reds and greens, greens and whites. All those colors, decorations, everything. Costs a little bit more. But you don't have to do a lot. It might be a nice gift to give someone. But as the weeks go on, let's talk about some of the flowering Christmas and holiday plants. You know, we have Christmas cactus. We have Christmas, some mums actually will be in the area at that point. There's the amaryllis. There's paper whites. There's cyclamen. If you're not looking for flowering, a lot of people will actually do some of the rosemary this time of year, like rosemary trees indoors. It's got a nice little smell to it. It'll do well inside. There's also the, you know, as I said earlier, Kalanchoe, but, you know, as I've looked into it more and more, people will say a Calanchio. There's a number of flowering plants that you can be giving as gifts or bringing in at this time of year. So definitely, take a look at what's there. So that you can maybe bring them as a gift for somebody or bring them in to your home so that you can have something to enjoy this time of year. You know, there's also, you know, one that we kind of think about as outside is the hellebore. There is a hellebore that you can bring indoors at this time of year that will flower for Christmas. You know, it's not just about the poinsettias. Poinsettias, when I see poinsettia, I think Christmas. But some of these other flowers might actually be something to look at. You know, there's so many options. You know, there's some orchids out there even. You know, there's so many different things to be thinking about that we should look at having in our home this year. Not just the traditional poinsettia, but some of the other plants that can lighten up your house or make it look pretty during the holiday season, right? One that is pretty different, and you know exactly what it is, and you've seen it, would be that cyclamen, right? Cyclamen's got a different type flower to it. It's almost like that flower is upside down. Right? The stem where the flower comes up and then kind of droops down a little bit and the flower goes up from there. It's a cool looking plant. Number of different colors. I mean, the colors are kind of almost endless at this point, but that might be something to look at bringing in or maybe even as a gift. You know, as we go into the winter season, orchids might be nice to be bringing someone and as a nice gift or even having inside. So those are some ideas for this time of year. In about 45 minutes from now, Randy Schultz will be joining us to discuss some of the gifts for the gardener for this Christmas season. So we look forward to that about 8:30. And then at 9 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. Go over some of those ice melt. I said it earlier this morning. I wish I had thought about ice melt for a certain area in my home. We'll discuss that with her. See what else they, you know, which one goes where. You know, I have a wood deck, just like most of you. Which one should I use? Should I use their ice melt or should I use the CMA? We'll find that out when we talk with her at about 9 o'clock today. So a number of guests coming up, but with great information as always. We try to get some of the best information to keep you with the best knowledge out there. So in the meantime, we got 45 minutes, and then we get about a half hour at the end of it. Give us a call here at 855-660-4260. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we can help you out with that. Any of your gardening questions, it doesn't have to be something that is going on in the garden now. Maybe we can discuss something that you're thinking about in the spring, what else you can be doing. You know, we can be planning right now. We can be looking online. We can looking in books and seeing what we can be doing for the spring. So let's think next season. Let's forget about winter. Let's not forget about it completely where we don't do anything, but let's forget about winter and think spring already. Think about all the great things that we can be doing in the garden or outside in general. So those are some things that I'm thinking about. Let's discuss that and more as time goes on today. But our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk more about the garden and what we can be doing this time of year. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. A bunch of calls online, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Robert is in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, kind sir. I have a qualifying statement, and then I'll ask my question. Do you understand me?
Yeah, a bit. Yep.
Okay. Bye. I want to wish you and yours a very warm, safe New Year's.
Well, thank you. You as well.
Okay. And my qualifying statement is, if you have hope of genuine concern about anybody that you love, don't let them become ambassadors. Because they'll... Bill and Haley are dead. I'm talking to the FBI and Aerodox to the Secret Service right Monday.
Well, Robert, I appreciate you calling us, and we wish you a warm season as well. I do appreciate the call, so thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Glenn is in Maine.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning from Berwick.
Good morning.
I have two questions, summer and winter. First question is about paper white.
Okay.
My neighbor gave me about a 2/3 of a 5-gallon bucket full of paper white little bulbs. You know,
okay.
Most of them are pretty tiny. I planted them in pots. They're out on the porch for chilling and stuff like that. Are they winter tender? Do I need to bring those inside to bloom, or will they bloom outside?
They're not going to bloom outside where you are by any means.
Okay.
If we were in the south, no problem. They want to have that warmth to push that flower, right?
That's what I was wondering, being at the Christmas.
Yeah, you know, so I'd bring them indoors at this point. Okay. We get about, there's about 28, 29 days before Christmas, so if we're looking to get them to bloom at that point, this would be the time to kind of push them a little bit. Get them in a nice sunny window with some warm heat. You can... Paper whites are so easy, sometimes you can just put them in rocks and they'll grow.
Yes.
But I would bring them indoors now to get them going. The one thing that happens, depending upon how big they are, some of them will can get too tall. And as they start to flower, they will, you know, be top heavy. So might be something to look at, getting a couple stakes in there. And as they get bigger... getting some of the small green stakes and getting some jute twine and kind of tying them around there so it holds them up for you.
Just like my cucumbers, train them up the trellis.
Exactly.
And then the other question I had, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Sour cherries. A person I know in Dover has the most delicious sweet sour cherries on a tree in their yard. If I get some of the cherries and plant them, do they grow back true to seed? And I'll get the same beautiful, delicious cherries.
You know, with the, and they can, right? But it's going to take a little bit more for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I might actually look at doing is, if they are willing to, and usually in the spring we're looking at doing some pruning on the trees.
Maybe
using a branch from it and using some rooting powder and getting it going that way, right? Because the thing is it doesn't always get to be exactly the same as its, you know, mother plant, right? So you try it out.
We try it.
Oh, exactly, right? What I would look at doing is making sure you have at least 3 to 4 nodes on a branch. Nodes, you know, could be where the leaf junctions are. At this point, there's nothing really there. But if they're looking to prune in the spring, say, hey, I'll take some of those, branches and try it out. And try to get them in soil. Using some rooting hormone is definitely recommended. Getting them into some pots. And doing a few of them, because, as you know, not everyone's going to take. So I would look more to do cuttings than I would do from a seed.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, you guys.
You as well, Glenn. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.